5MU, the Doobie Brothers. What a fool believes, up and at him this morning. Was that jazz hands, Jenny Lenman?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for this fool to believe this stuff.
Yeah. Right, that's correct. Porky Pies time, my good friends. Each and every Thursday, Jenny Lenman and Adam Connolly bring you little snippets from their own personal lives. They're exhaustive and windswept and interesting lives for you. It's just simple just to tell a story. But what if there's a couple of lies sandwiched around them?
Ooh.
So we tell you three things. Two of them are fake, one of them's real, and you get to guess which one it is. Jenny, would you like to go first today?
I'd love to.
Okay.
All right, what was my major failure last night?
Major failure last night?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Did I walk to the post office 20 minutes away from the house but forgot my ID so I couldn't get the package? Did I have to throw away a whole curry because it tasted awful? Or did I tell my neighbour I'd lend him some potatoes for his dinner party, but I forgot I used the last ones the day before? Major failure.
Major failure. You're generally very organised.
I try to be.
And generally, from all stories, a pretty good cook.
Well,
and
what can I say?
Right, you're quite nice to your neighbours.
Yeah.
Even the ones that flirt with your fella. So I'm going to go the first one.
What was the first one?
The post office.
The post office.
Ba-bow. Oh, that's good.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Second guess?
I don't want to be so wrong. Was it the neighbour's potatoes?
No,
it was the curry.
It was the curry.
The curry.
Oh my god, it was an absolute disaster.
What did you make?
I mean, curries are tough. Curries are difficult.
Aren't they? I mean, only several billion of them people cook them on a daily basis.
I don't know. It's hard to make a good curry, in my opinion.
Right.
That's the thing I haven't quite nailed yet.
So what... Where did it all unravel?
I think it's because I tried to use my slow cooker and I didn't, like, fry off the paste first.
You think?
It was atrocious, and it was so bad, so I thought, all right, I'll try to rescue this.
I know there are recipes for slow cooker curries, and look, I have no cultural attachment to any curry.
Yeah.
However, I think I know you don't cook them in a slow cooker.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Or cook it first and then put it in
a slow cooker. That's right. You don't start on the slow cooker. If it's a Malaysian curry, you've got to do the rempah, you've got to make it all pasty and delish, and then you've got to do it, you've got to fry off your stuff.
Exactly.
And then do that.
And I used too much paste and it was really salty. It was like a slap in the face with a salty fish.
Right.
And then so I thought, all right,
we've all been there.
I'll try to rescue this. So I put it under a colander and actually rinsed the vegetables out.
Wow.
And then put it back in with another paste.
See, once you'd go there, it's just get a chicken from the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Thankfully, I had some leftover pasta.
Right. Should have gone to your neighbours for some spuds. All right, Jenny.
All right.
Australian entertainment legend Kamal once called me an F-word.
Ooh, he's a very mild-mannered man.
Mm. Jenny, Australian entertainment legend Bobby Lim once called me a C-word.
Scandalous.
And it wasn't comedian. Nor was it a festive fella.
Curmudgeon?
Jenny, Australian entertainment legend Stuart Wagstaff once called me an A-word.
Adam.
No, not that, no. I mean the swears, okay?
Just A-hole?
Either did Kamal call me an F-word, did Bobby Lim call me a C-word, or did Stuart Wagstaff call me an A-word?
Was it Kamal?
You know it wasn't. I've done a show for Kamal. I've done a magic show for Kamal.
That's why I thought it was that.
But he was quite lovely.
Oh.
And his kids were not lovely too. No, Bobby Lim, who we lost in 1999. Not a minute too soon. He was the first face you saw, I think, in the Gough Whitlam It's Time commercial, you might remember.
I've seen those commercials.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And had the Bobby Lim show, Order of Australia, Australian entertainment legend.
Yep.
I was on doing a table magic at a venue, going from table to table, and I've seen Bobby Lim there, and I thought, oh, I'm going to show him my stuff. and he did not appreciate the attention being taken away from him.
Oh, it's a bit like you and Cozzy.
I've called him a C. The only C word I've called Cozzy is Cozzy. but he said, "You're being get out of here.
How dare you perform magic better than I?" Well,
I don't think he was a magician, but I thought he would have appreciated the graft of an entertainer, but he did not.
There you go. Wow. Wait, are you sure there wasn't anything else you did to piss him off?
No, absolutely not. I showed him all my wares. I showed him a lovely little card trick, and he did not appreciate it. And he's been dead for 22 years, so who's winning? All right. No, so that is...
that is still holding on to this.
I'm like, it's Poppy Lim.
It's a very rude thing to say to someone.
Right.
Unless you're being friendly, like
which we weren't doing radio, but that was it, and that is Porky Pies, my friends, for today. Thank you all.
We both lost
to the F's, to the C's, and the A's amongst us all. We hope you enjoyed it, Jenny.
Yes, Adam.
We'll be back to find out what's happening on SA today. But first, yeah. Roxette and Dressed for Success. Jenny's dressed for professional success. I am dressed to battle the humidity coming later today. Up and Adam, 5MU, good morning.